Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio. All right, we're back on the air. It's Friday morning. Wow, it's been a busy, busy, busy morning already. I'm sure it's busy where you are, too. We're really excited that you are taking the time as an independent Iolo agent to be on the radio show with us this morning. Our switchboard is literally filling up very quickly this morning. I want to say good morning and welcome to each and every one of you. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host this morning. Also, we're going to have Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing, and I also believe that last time I talked with Bud, that I think Alan is going to try to join us today, Mr. Alan Hanke, CEO and President of the company. Yes, there is some news. And so over the next few minutes, please send out a text message to the guys and gals on your team, okay, and let them know we're live on the radio this morning. They need to plug in. That is area code 718-664-9145. Okay, be sure that you are texting right now and let everybody know that they need to get on the radio show with you this morning. There's going to be some major announcements, okay? Every Friday over the next couple of weeks now, as we prepare to reopen the doors and relaunch with Iolo, every Friday you do not want to miss the show. And you're here, and we appreciate that and we recognize that. But also, just don't leave anybody out. Make sure that you are letting everybody on your team know how important it is for them to be on the show and get the information live and get it first and be informed about what's happening and what's going on with Iolo. With that said, I'd like to introduce Mr. Bud Nemeth. Good morning, Bud. How are you, my friend? I know that you've been a busy man this week.
I'm lounging around, Tony.
Just laughing.
Yeah, no, it has been pretty busy, but it's an exciting busy, and it's you know, you don't realize as the hours go by and you look up and it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, but you know, you're still excited and you're still working, and then when I do lay down, my mind's going 1,000 miles an hour, so I can't go to sleep. So that's okay. It's all worth it. The things that are going on are phenomenal, as you kind of got some hints of that being the host that you are, and helping us from the corporate side set things up and get these calls out and stuff. So you know I'm excited, and I know you're pretty excited yourself, Tony, aren't you?
Absolutely, man. I mean, every day has been really rich with opportunities. This is shaping up, obviously, to be something that is, well, to be honest with you, Bud, it's unexpected. And I know that there are, you know, some people at corporate that are really trying to keep this information close to the chest, so to speak, because we don't want to tip our hand to the competition. But it is going to be a fundamental shift in the business that Iolo is bringing to the marketplace. The good news for the independent agents, as you know, Bud, is that this shift in focus that Iolo is literally on the edge of announcing to the world, and certainly to this team of independent agents, is not only going to revolutionize an entire industry, but it's going to give all of us as independent agents, those who are have taken the time to join the team and become part of this first movers, are going to have a tremendous advantage over the next few weeks and months as this you know, game changer rolls out across the country. And, you know, but we talk about all the time how this is uniquely different from anything that's ever been done before. And I know the independent agents that are listening in today right now to this radio show live already recognize that. What they don't know yet and what I'm excited about, and you are too, I know, is when we rip back the cover and we really unveil, you know, Iolo 2.0. And, you know, Bud, I know you've got some guests lined up this morning and some things you want to share. So what really is going on that you can share with us, and who's going to join us on the radio show today?
Well, we only have one guest, but that one guest is all we need. That is our president, founder, and CEO, Mr. Alan Hanke. And I will turn it over to Alan and let him share with us, everyone, what he can. Again, I told you last week there's some NDAs and some things that, you know, we cannot release until certain time frames. But again, no one knows better what we can and can't say than our president and founder and CEO, Mr. Alan Hanke. Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great.
Excellent. So you can hear me well, I take it?
Yeah, we got it loud and clear.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for letting me join on the radio show. I know we had a short show last week. This will be somewhat consistent in the same time frame. But since I tend to talk fast, I'll try and slow it down a bit so everybody can take some notes and kind of get acclimated to what the future looks like here at Iolo. You know, we've been down now for a little while retooling our systems and been doing some upgrades. And I want to talk first of all about thanking each and every one of you for being on this program. I know a lot of you have dedicated great parts of your days and your futures in the hands of Iolo. We want to make sure that we uphold the promises that we've made to you. So thank you for joining us today on this show. And I know we sent a reminder last night. I'm not sure if that reminder for this show got out to everybody or not, but there is quite a good possibility it could be in the queue, ready to go out. We've sent a couple messages in the past few days. We want to make sure that all of you get this information firsthand. If not, we will make sure that you get a link to this program and you can participate in listening to it at least offline, where some of the folks in your organization who might not have been able to be here today can take advantage of that as well. So, you know, one of the things that we've been really doing a lot of work on is this retooling part. And I want to talk specifically first about our commission set for March. A lot of you have already requested commissions for March. We'll make sure that that goes out. We're a couple days late past the 15th, but now that we realize that some of you have put that in the commission queue, we will get that out to folks in the field to make sure that they can get their commissions taken care of. We'll make that a priority. Since we've been retooling our systems, obviously many of you have also taken advantage of taking some time at least to build your agencies. While we recognize that as the way that Iolo has put its product out into the marketplace, we want to say congratulations to you also because of that fact. Some folks have grown exponentially over the past few weeks and have really put some large teams together in anticipation of what Iolo is going to look like here in the future. And I think, Bud, you said it a few minutes ago, and Tony, you said it as well, and I think the consensus is the same. You know, Iolo has been an industry leader thus far in the rent-to-own space, at least virtual rent-to-own space. We have expanded rapidly throughout our launch just late last year and have proven that this model really works. This agency model works from a distribution standpoint, and it works from a customer and merchant acquisition standpoint, and we're not going to move away from that model as we come back into the marketplace. So I want you to know that those agencies here, and many of you that are leaders in the field and others have already received calls from our corporate staff and some of our leadership staff to talk a little bit more in depth about our process moving forward. But I want to talk to you a little bit about that today so everybody can get a sense of what is going to happen here in the next couple of weeks before our May 1st call, and more importantly, on that May 1st call. So, you know, one of the things we're going to redo is we've retooled a lot of our systems on the back end, our customer application process, our merchant application process. We've taken a lot of the suggestions that you folks have made to us and implemented those suggestions in a new look and feel. It's being coined right now as 2.0. I think it's 200,000.0, and it's going to be a way that we can really get up to speed as far as technology is concerned and others. And along with that, though, we are also going to retool our agent side of the business from a look and feel standpoint, integrating some pieces of reporting that's been requested in the past, All those types of things are being done right now. But in an effort to get that done, we need to bring that system down just for the acquisition of new agents, number one. But you'll still be able to log in. The system will still be there. The back ends will still be there, so you can look at everything. But the front end part of the system as far as bringing on new agents is going to shut down now as of today. So you will no longer be able to enroll agents while we go through this retooling process. Now, I can tell you that it might come as a surprise to some folks, but others know that that website and some other things that are associated with it aren't the best look and feel out there. So we're going to change a lot of that and allow you to have a better experience in your folks that you bring on to have a better experience. But this is a good thing because, you know, as we retool and come out into the marketplace at a later point with this new opportunity, it's going to be a little bit different than what it was before. And this is a good thing because this will protect your credibility and your integrity as a business owner in person as much as our company is concerned as well, because we don't want you explaining a program that to folks and getting them involved in the business and have it look a little bit different in a couple of weeks. We want to be able to protect you, protect the company, and protect the information that we put out there so you guys can effectively have folks get involved in the business in the right fashion. So a couple of other things. You know, we are doing a little bit of traveling next week. I'm going to be out of town doing some business traveling. I know some others on the corporate team will be doing some as well. So one of the things is we won't have a radio show next Friday. The next show will be on May 1st, where we make some big announcements on our relaunch into the marketplace. So, again, we want to make sure that the system is available to you to use. All the usernames and passwords that you have already, you'll be able to access that system and check on your organizations, your agencies, and your commissions. All those tools and functionalities will remain the same. We're just going to turn off at this point the ability to enroll new agents for a short period of time while we get that part retooled and we make sure that everybody's on board with our new process. So, but I'm going to stop right there. I said a lot in just a short period of time, but I want to see if there's any questions from you that I could answer, and then we can just move on from there.
No, and again, I understand we've had deep discussions about this in the past 24 hours, and again, while so many people are having success out there, we see the numbers coming in every day, the new agents on board every day. We're still excited about that, and we know a lot of agents in the field are still excited about that. But again, there is that credibility issue. You know, I don't want to tell somebody that this is how it is and they get started up and then on May 1st, it's, you know, it's different than that. And then I don't want someone to say, well, this isn't what I signed up for. Though I truly believe that they'll be happier than they ever would have been before. It's just a matter of doing it the right way, doing the right thing. So again, at this point, stay excited, stay plugged in, stay tuned, and make sure that no matter what you do, you're on the radio show on May 1st. Like you say, a lot of different obligations and travel schedules and stuff next week will prevent us from having a call, but the next call will be, whether you get email. Yeah, I actually sent out a couple emails from corporate last night to notify everybody, a reminder about this call, but for some reason they didn't go out, and I don't know, you know, with the IT work that's going on in the back end, if that had anything to do with it, but we'll get those out. So if you do get an email later today saying there's a call to this morning that was already passed, please apologize up front. Again, technology is wonderful when it works. When it doesn't work, it makes us look silly. But, again, you know, as we're doing a lot of work on the back end, some of the things are going to be affected. That's another. That is one of the main reasons why everything is down right now, because you have to do a lot of this in a live environment. But I agree, and I appreciate the stance. You know, I don't want to bring somebody in and then they say, "Well, this isn't exactly what you explained to me." Well, no, because we are in the process of making some improvements. Though we believe everyone will like it, there is a chance, a possibility that not everyone will. So, again, just to keep our credibility and our integrity intact, I appreciate the position corporate has taken on this. It's going to be sad not to see new names and stuff come across the back office every single day like we have ever since we launched this thing. Since January 1, I mean, it's been amazing. So it's going to be sad not to see that. But, again, I think once we reopen that on May 1st, those you know, your businesses are going to explode.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And while we're cognizant of the fact that this might be a little bit different from a operational standpoint, at least here at the corporate office, but the look and feel, the operational aspects, the integration pieces, all of that kind of stuff is going to be far more advantageous to everybody. And by the way, just to your comment, I don't want folks to think that we're changing things from a commission standpoint, because we're not. That's not the intent of this at all. Everything there will remain the same. It's just operational pieces. There are some integration pieces that are working now to get reporting done correctly and APIs. So those things, as we move through, will be very, very beneficial. I know you're talking about that too, Bud. So just make sure that everybody knows next week we will not have a radio show, but we'll be back on May 1st with a brand new piece and discussion point for everybody. And in the meantime, we'll be getting a hold of folks on an individual basis. Some of you have already received calls from us to build some leadership teams and build some other areas as we go forward. So that's all I have for this morning, Bud. I know it's just shortly after 9:15 right now. Perfect time with a lot of great announcements, and I know people are busy doing their own businesses. So if you want to wrap it up, that'd be great. Thanks for joining. Thanks for putting the effort in this last couple of weeks. It's been nothing short of spectacular, but look out for what's happening around the corner, guys. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know your schedule goes from before the sun rises to well after it sets, and some nights you even get to see it come back up. But thank you for taking the time. And again, I want to thank everybody at corporate for continuing to put the time and effort in to make this the best program that it can be for all of us out in the field. And Tony, I'll turn it over to you to wrap things up. And again, we will see everybody 2 weeks from today.
Well, a little applause there for the diligent effort that the corporate team is putting in. And I know it's hard for many of us, Bud, in the field as independent agents that, maybe we feel a little bit out of the loop. We don't know what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to reiterate to everybody today that, we're all in the same boat together, and we are rowing together in the same direction. And I promise you, that we are being patient, and we are excited. There is some amazing stuff that's happening, even though we don't actually see it ourselves, or we're maybe not involved in it. It's a little bit like the farmer that's cleared the field and plowed the field and planted the seeds. They just don't spring up the very next day. You got to let that thing get its roots and get itself formed, and then suddenly it bursts through. And that's really what I see, Bud. I really believe and know that what's coming for everybody that's being patient and staying loyal to the vision that Alan has, this is going to be an amazing ride. And I just want to say thank you, Bud, for I know all the hard work that you guys are doing between the corporate team and us here in the field. But also, I really do respect and know that there's a lot going on. And while as agents in the field right now, we can catch our breath maybe for just the next, we got 2 weeks to go. I mean, that's it. 2 weeks from today, it will be May 1st. And so it's really an exciting time, no doubt about it.
All right, Tony, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, Bud, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for everything. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the call today. And keep watching your emails. We'll see you there. And we'll be we'll be going. Let's see, I'm trying to play the end song here. We will be back on the air in 2 weeks. Watch your emails and be sure that you're tracking so that you know what's going on by following the emails back off. Guys, we'll see you in 2 weeks from today. Looking forward to it. See you then.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.